Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I like the music. What do you want from me? Joe Martino, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean that. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Now, recently, I went to the premiere, or one of the many premieres, of No Safe Spaces, right? Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager put the film together. Our good friend and producer, John Sullivan, along with Gosnell, you know, those kind of movies. And when I went to the movie, what I thought was interesting was we do these stories every night on the show. And we talk about these issues, and I figured, you know, we're hitting home, we're hitting somebody, we're making a dent somewhere. And so we're there that night, or I'm there that night, and I'm listening, and I'm watching the movie. And the people after the movie who were talking about it kind of, over the years, had heard about this kind of thing, had heard that this was happening, but there was no reality to it. It was almost like the movie Unplanned, where most of the people I hang with don't believe in abortion. They believe it's bad. They believe it's killing. But there was no real reality to it. Right? No connection. And then they went to Unplanned, and they went, whoa, there's a connection. My God, I can see how easy it is to be deceived by this. And it's the same thing here with No Safe Spaces. You really don't understand. You only hear the surface of what's going on. So I'm going to do this backwards. I'm not playing a clip from No Safe Spaces first. I did some interviews with Carolla and with Prager, Larry Elder, and a few others. And we're going to take a few minutes. We'll listen to them. And then we'll come back and really discuss, you know, seriously, what the movie was about and why you have to pay attention to it. That's the other thing. My God, you have got to pay attention. Here we go.
I'll only keep here a few minutes.
Sure.
All right, listen, I'm a trustee on a very large school board here in California, so I'm seeing a lot of this stuff going down that you talk about. But part of my problem is until we change out, or until conservative teachers step up, conservative professors step up, and real, because they've got these kids all day long. It's part of what I fight. Half the time I'm fighting what the teachers are speaking to and teaching the kids. How do we get them to step up?
You know, I've been really thinking about this, and I've been thinking that schools and teachers and faculties, it's like a little slice of socialism in the middle of our capitalist system. Like, what's tenure? Tenure doesn't exist in the real world. It doesn't exist for you or me or you or anybody. I wish. Or sabbaticals or whatever. It's like this sort of guaranteed, you know, I'm not going to go throw my hat into the free market and compete. I'm going to carve out this little guaranteed life. So if you think about it, like, If Mark Cuban taught every class, then you wouldn't get these kids coming home thinking this way. You have people who have a sort of socialistic lean already because they've pulled themselves out of the free market, and they're now going to just call it a life at a school. Now, these people are in charge of what's going on the campus. And I always say, what if these people were all vegan? What if every one of them was vegan? How long before your kid came home and you went, hey, we're going to do a barbecue, and they went, hey, man, meat is murder. Like, even if they're not teaching them that, it's impossible. So you have a large group of semi-socialists. I don't know, is there any other thing that's closer to socialism than being a school teacher or working as faculty or working at a university in the system we currently have? It's not small business owner. And if you had a bunch of those, then your kids would have different takes on life. So they're hearing it from this group. They're coming back, and these are their teachers. Their teachers. They're imparting knowledge into the kids, and that's why the kids are thinking the way they're thinking. If me and Mike Rowe and Dennis Prager were teaching classes, then they would think something completely differently, right?
Yeah, I agree with you, but even the conservative teachers I speak with, they won't. They're afraid to step out. It's not that they're not there, because they're there. They're afraid to step out. They're afraid to step out.
Right.
And again, my fear is until we get education back, this is the norm.
Yeah, everyone is scared for their job, and ultimately, that's all. You know, you take away someone's livelihood, and that's a big deal. And they don't want to look. You threaten someone's livelihood or potentially someone's livelihood, and they get real weak and real quiet real fast. And that's what's going on.
Hey, Adam, you guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much for what you
do. All right. So, you know, again, we saw this over and over and over again. And everybody likes to be kind of cool and ask all the right questions. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to ask the right questions. So what I do, I ask the question that I'm most comfortable with, and I see it's the biggest problem. You know, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know I see this as the biggest issue. But until teachers and others step up, this is it. This is what you're going to get. You're going to get kids that think that, you know, Thanksgiving Day is un-Thanksgiving Day, and that we shouldn't be celebrating it at all because it was all about Columbus coming here and wiping out the Native Americans. And not really understanding what the day was about at all, what it came about, why it came about. We have those pretty pictures of the pilgrims. But if you look at the reasons that Thanksgiving really was proclaimed, really came about, it had very little to do with the initial Native American feast, if you would. Come back, Dave Rubin, Dennis Prager, and a few others. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information.
That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said to you, we have been dealing with No Safe Spaces, new movie that's out. You need to see it. Okay, you need to check it out on YouTube, check it out online. You just need to see. Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager put this together, along with the help of John Sullivan, and I'm sure many others. But we've talked about this on the show forever, and what's going on college campuses. and the kind of crazies that your kids are seeing, that they're being exposed to. And this movie breaks it down. Breaks it down so you really do understand what's going on. You do understand what the underlying tone is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Calling in now, make sure it's about no safe spaces, okay? Otherwise, next hour, it'll be a free-for-all. You can call in for whatever you want to call in for. All right? So Dave Rubin, host of the Dave Rubin Show, great guy. I've been listening to him for a couple of years now. Was there as well. And here's his bit of wisdom, if you would.
Okay, I'm here with Dave Rubin. We're at No Safe Spaces. My first joke is, will this make a difference?
That should have been the last question. I think everything makes a little dent. I truly believe that. All of the people that are probably going to be walking here, all the people that are in the movie, everyone's trying to hit this in their own way, you know what I mean? Somebody like Ben is maybe a little more directly combative than someone like I am, you know, and then there's a series of other people that do it in a series of different ways. Corolla is different than Prager, right? But we're all sort of talking about the same thing. We're all trying not to destroy our opposition. We're trying to turn the other cheek occasionally. We're trying to not demonize everybody. Sometimes we're not so great on it, especially on Twitter. But look, if I didn't think any of this could work, I'd find something else to do. You know what I mean? I get enough hate that I could probably find a better career to be in.
No, I mean, and again, in your show, it's very conversational. You do put people at ease, and it's easier. But when I get them on the show, when you're trying to talk to people about the other side or from the other side, right away, it's combative because you don't agree with them. That means you don't like them. That means you don't care about them.
Well, this is one of the big problems. If you spend all your day calling your political opponents, your intellectual opponents, Nazis and bigots and homophobes and Islamophobes, well, then no matter what they do, and that's a pretty personal thing to say about somebody, so no matter what they say that may be decent, that may be thoughtful, that may not be racist and the rest of it, you can't suddenly be like, oh, you know that guy I've been screaming's a racist for the last year? Not that bad. And I think that's sort of where we've gotten with Trump. I mean, even before the election, I was saying, you know, if you keep calling him Hitler and his supporters Nazis, it's not what you're doing to them. It's actually what you're doing to yourself, because what happens if it turns out the economy's going okay, we're not getting into wars, which is sort of what's happening right now, and then you can't suddenly be like, you know that Hitler guy? Yeah, he's pretty good. So we're in a very weird position where they've painted themselves into a corner, and I think it's on us, and it's not easy, by the way, but I think it's on us to offer them a hand to say, you know what? Everybody gets a little emotional at times. Look, I was a big lefty, so I get that thing, you know what I mean? So if I can get out, I think anyone can get out.
Well, last question has to do with education. I'm a trustee on a pretty large school board here in Southern California, and it was a bear getting on the board, let me tell you. But yeah, right. But the conservative teachers, and I'm not talking about those hardcore right-wingers. I'm talking about conservative teachers who understand history and want to teach the kids. They won't do it. They're afraid to do it. How do we support them and get them to come out?
You know what? Look, I spent a year and a half traveling with Jordan Peterson, and one of the things he talked about is that you as an individual have no idea the ripple that you can put out there if you just are a little bit bolder, a little bit more honest, and deal with reality as you see it in this world. I fully believe that. I've seen it in my own life. The only reason I'm standing here is because I started talking about these things. I started having these conversations. I don't think I'm a wizard. I don't think I'm a magician. You know, like, I started doing it, and then conversation started rippling across the world. I mean, everywhere I go, you know, it's now people are having these conversations. So it's on all of us to fix this. So we need teachers to be braver. We need students to be braver when they're in a class and the teacher is, you know, giving them some postmodern nonsense. They need to be braver, and then hopefully they have parents that are brave enough to stand up to the administrators and the whole thing. It takes a village, man. That's what I would say.
No, I got to tell you, based on my experience on the school board, you're exactly right. I mean, when a teacher does try to step up, or even a student tries to step up and gets chastised by the administration, they have to have the parents and others to be able to support them.
It's on all of us. It's on all of us. No one person, none of us standing here can fix this just like this, but we can kind of fix it together, maybe, and if not, I still have nothing better to do, you know?
And for me, it pays okay. You know what I mean? It keeps the water on. Hey, thank you so much. Keep up the good work. Yeah, I know, right?
All right, you too.
You know, and every one of these guys... Well, I'm not going to give them away because I'm going to give away the other interviews. But every one of these guys basically was on it. Every one of them felt the same way I did, you know. And until we step up, until conservatives step up, until we really just get out in front of this, and not in an in-your-face way either. You're right? I mean, we got to do better than that. We got to do better than to punch it away at these people all the time. Especially if you're trying to get through to somebody. Especially if you're trying to get somebody on your side. How do you do that? In all sincerity, how do you do it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And again, if you've got young ones, I mean, Thanksgiving was a great time. Christmas will be a great time. Get informed, get engaged. Then sit with your young people. Sit with your nieces, your nephews, your loved ones, your not-so-loved ones. And let them know. Okay? Let them know that what they're hearing in school, the information they have about Thanksgiving is wrong. Here's the real information. The information you're getting about this country, our founding fathers, and how much they loved slavery is wrong. Here's the real information. You see where I'm going with this? It's up to us. It really, some of you feel like not that the battle's over, but your time is over. And it's time for somebody else to pick it up. I get it. I feel the same way sometimes. But if there's nobody filling the hole, what do you do? Do you let it go? Do you let that moment with your grandchildren, your nieces, nephews, and whoever, do you let that moment go? When you could be that one person that could make the big change? I haven't done a story yet, but there's a story about a young lady that was making the transition to become male. Beautiful young lady. And the reason she was making the transition is because she did a lot of masculine things. She loved playing, I guess they're called masculine things, you know, baseball and hockey and stuff like that. And her friends around her had convinced her, including her teachers, that maybe she was a male. And thank God to the love and the kindness of her grandfather and the way he approached it, she stopped everything she was doing. Now she's living a wonderful life with her husband and three children. And she's extremely happy. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. No Safe Spaces. Still with us on the other side of the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
You cannot think of a bigger, brighter contrast than what's happening right now. The president's on his way to NATO, where he has secured over $130 billion in additional NATO funds from NATO members. And you've got the Democrats doing basically nothing.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says President Trump going about his business while the Democrats continue the impeachment inquiry witch hunt. She tells Fox News,
they think they finally got him. They don't. They should just admit they have no idea how to beat him in 2020.
And former President Jimmy Carter, who's 95 years old, back in the hospital in Americus, Georgia, that facility, about 10 miles away from where he lives in Plains. He's being treated for a urinary tract infection. The Carter Center says he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution, right? I don't want you just blowing out the words that everybody else uses. You know what I'm saying? I want you to have your own, use your own mind. Don't let the Republican Party or the Democrat Party or the no party preference, whatever you belong to, don't let them dictate what it is that you believe and how you approach stuff. Do it on your own. You know, do it your own way and do it on your own. Okay, so we're talking about no safe spaces. I had the pleasure of being at one of the premieres. I know there were several of them across the country. I was at the one in Los Angeles, and we got to interview people like Dave Rubin and Adam Carolla and all kinds of people, you know, Dennis Prager and so on. And even Herman Cain, that's right, he came over to the microphone too. So before I play the actual trailer, I thought you'd be interested in hearing their take on why this movie is so important and what we need to do and the kind of things we can do to help and make sure. I mean, seriously, think about it. You need to keep working. This isn't a one-day fix by any stretch of the imagination. Let's see what Dennis Prager had to say. His was short and sweet. He's so smart. We're here with, if I have to tell you what his name is, then you're not awake. You've been in a coma. Dennis Prager. Thanks for being with me, and I so much appreciate the work that you do. Number one is when it comes to education. Now, I'm a trustee on a pretty large school board here in Southern California. So I see some of these things that people are talking about. But our teachers, our educators, even the conservative ones won't come forward. They will not step forward to help these kids. And I don't know how to get to them to get them to understand. If they would come together, there's a lot more of them than there are of us. So if we don't get education worked out, this is what we've got. Isn't it true?
People are afraid to step forward if they're conservative. They're afraid for their livelihood, for their reputation. I understand that. because the left is vicious, has always been vicious. Not liberals, but liberals go along with the left, so it's a tragedy.
And again, that spills over to the professors in the colleges. I mean, we're really, from the time they get into public school, especially at the, you know, the 7th and 8th grade level, they're really getting indoctrinated to the socialist or the left line of thinking. And I know it's, I'm going to ask you again, I mean, what can we do to show those teachers they have our support? How do we come out and make sure that they understand that we're there for them? Because I've seen them win in my area.
I don't know how you do it. I've given up on the schools. I think people should homeschool their kids or send them to religious schools.
All right, now the question of the century. Why do Jews keep voting with Democrats?
Because Jews have been indoctrinated in the secular world to believe that the right is their enemy. But as Alan Dershowitz says in the film to me in his apartment, in this film, said, Dennis, as a liberal, as a Democrat, as a Hillary Clinton supporter, as a Jew, I fear the left much more than the right. That's what every liberal should say.
That message needs to get out more and more and more, because it's infuriating to me to when they say it. And I've got a lot of Jewish friends that I wish I could pull them over.
No,
Dennis, I know everybody tells you this, but I love what you do. I very much enjoy what you do. Thank you.
I appreciate that a lot.
Keep it up.
You know, it's interesting, again, to the Jewish friends that I have, and I mean, quite a few of them. Some of them, just like my Catholic or Christian friends, you know, practicing, non-practicing. And they really don't know. They haven't taken time. I mean, let's be honest about it. They haven't taken the time to find out what it is that the right believes about them. That the right will do for them. That the conservatives, how much they're probably more inclined to stick up for the Jewish community, for Israel, than the Dems are. And at some point in time, as the Dems like to say, it flopped. Or it flipped. Or whatever. Some of you know this guy. I enjoy his company and enjoy his show. Larry Elder on this.
We're here with Larry Elder. And Larry, I love what you do. I've been a fan of yours before I was on the radio. And I was a young man then, so we'll just leave it at that.
Toddler.
Yeah, there you go. So it's all about education for me. Being on the school board, we have these teachers that won't come forward. They're there. I get emails from them. So, and then you have the same thing when you get to college. You have these professors that are conservatives, won't open their mouth, won't say a word. Until they change, until they're willing to come out and fight with us, this is it. This is our life with these young people, isn't it?
This is it, and we've got to combat this. That's why Prager University is so important. That's why alternative media is so important. That's why radio shows like the kind my company puts out is so important, because left-wing people are running the media. They run Hollywood, and they run news media. I mean, we find out about, because of Project Veritas, what Jeff Zucker, the CEO of CNN, literally telling people that we have to go after Trump every single day. And you have employees there not knowing that they're being recorded, ticked off, saying he effing tells us what to do. This is very, very scary. Young kids have no concept of what the importance of the Second Amendment is, what limited government is. And for young people to embrace socialism, have a more positive image of socialism than of capitalism, I don't know what to say.
I'm speechless with that, too. You sit there and go, look, you're in this school because of capitalism, all right? I mean, what do you think that grant money came from? You think it came off the printing presses?
Donors get rich who made all the contributions so you can say and do all this stuff. Conservatives are not going into academia, largely because I'm sure they feel they're going to get screwed when it comes to getting tenure. The same left-wing people that demeaned them when they were in classes are the ones making decisions on whether or not they're going to get tenure. So we have our work cut out for us. We have to fight this.
And the parents, too, though. The parents can step up. You know, pay attention to what your kids are learning in school. Ask them some questions. Find out what's happening. And don't be afraid to show up at a board meeting, because it scares the crud out of us.
That's right. I think a lot of the parents, the alums, have no idea what's going on. They have no idea how left-wing these professors are. And the ones coming after them, the assistant professors and teaching assistants, are probably even worse. Yeah.
I agree. Hey, keep up the good work, Larry. Appreciate it.
You know, and again... You know, guys like Larry, Dennis Prager, and the rest of them, they are pumping away at this on a daily basis. I would love to know if it's making a difference. I'm not saying it isn't, and I'm not saying we're not reaching anybody, but I would love to know the kind of difference it's actually making. And I say that because, again, I know I have some teachers that listen to the show. And if you take anything away from this, or take anything away from this, I want to give some real thought to how you can make some subtle changes. You don't have to do it in their faces, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be right up in front of them. Do it subtly, just like they do it. The thing that scared me the most was being at CNN one night, and there was a professor there. It was the professor that took down a young lady that took down, I guess it was Eric Bolling and Bill O'Reilly and a few others, okay? And I thought it was really interesting. She was having a conversation with somebody, and she turned around and she said, look, I was going to run for office. Then I realized if I became a professor, if I became a teacher, I could reach many more for the Army, if you would. Many more to pull to our side. Many more to make them see the reality of what we believe is being true. Now, can you imagine if conservatives would take the same attitude? If conservatives would take the same approach? If conservatives would be willing to put up the same fight? Can you imagine what we'd be able to do? Can you imagine how strong we would be? That needs to be something we need to think about. We need to encourage our young people to do. And even our friends around us that are concerned about where education is going. And though they have a certificate, though they could teach, they choose not to. How do we support them? How do we help them understand how important this is and what they need to do to make it better? Joe Bettini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, head up to the website. Go ahead, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, but you can also give me your email address. We send out one email a week. Not a big deal. Don't inundate your box with it. Also, if you want to get text alerts about who's going to be on the show, when the show's starting, and that kind of thing, you just simply text TRS, go ahead and write it down, TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. You can find out stations, times, anything else you want to know about the show just by going to therealside.com. That's therealside.com. We'll be back in a minute.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I said we'd jump right back in when we get back, and we will. We're talking about No Safe Spaces, the movie by Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. And the producer on the show is John Sullivan, a guest on this show from time to time. And it really gives you some insight as to what's going on, a little more depth than we give you on the show, because we don't have that kind of time. But it gives you some more depth, some more detail as to actually what happens on these college campuses, how these teachers get in trouble, how these kids are indoctrinated into believing what they want you to believe. Take a listen. Maybe. All right. I'm here with Herman Cain. If you don't know who he is, you've been in a coma for the last 20 years. But, Herman, first of all, thank you for your service to the country. Thank you for what you do. And thank you for sticking up to those people who just constantly want to beat on our president. So God bless. Thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
All right. So we've got a real – I mean, this movie is great. I'm in education. I'm actually a trustee for a school board. The problem is we have conservative teachers. We have conservative professors. They won't come forward. How do we protect them? How do we help them come forward and protect them?
You have parents and grandparents go to the school meetings
talk to the administrators and the principals. They won't come forward because the administrators and the principals fold at the least bit of a challenge. That's why we need to be there to back up those conservative teachers whenever anything like that comes up. I tell people all the time, know what they are trying to teach your kids, whether you're a parent or a grandparent, and go to those meetings and stand up to the administration so they won't fold at the least little challenge.
Yeah, you're standing up for your kids. You're standing up for your grandkids. Yes. You're not just standing up to the administration.
Yes.
And the stuff they're teaching these kids in school today. I mean, seriously, you've got kids in college that don't realize they're not going there because of socialism. They're not going there because of communism. Capitalism brought them there. And you've donated and given your time and all that. You couldn't have done that unless you worked under capitalism now, could you?
Unless it was because of capitalism. Look, those kids that are looking for safe spaces to steal the name of the film, they don't realize that capitalism got them into college.
Yeah.
Okay? Capitalism allowed me to do what I have done in my blessed career, and I have a new documentary out called From Poor to CEO that documents me coming from poverty, nothing. I didn't know I was poor. Most poor people back then didn't know they were poor. I worked my way through segregation. I worked my way through up the corporate ladder. Yeah, eventually became a CEO. I'll tell you this story. I was talking to someone earlier. My dad walked off of a farm at the age of 18, literally. He had nothing, nothing. He wanted to go and achieve his American dream. And his American dream was to just have a good job. At one point, he was working three jobs. At one point, he was working two jobs. And then he finally got the one good job. You know what that one job was? Chauffeur for the CEO of the Coca-Cola company. And what he wanted for his son to be the CEO one day. How about that?
That's a great story. And there's a lot of those stories out there, and people don't hear them enough.
They don't know about them.
So let me ask you a question. Now, not to the same degree that the black community suffered it, but I was an Italian kid growing up in Boston. My mom said, we've got to get out of here, brought me to the suburbs, and my God, I was this little greasy guinea kid, you know, I shouldn't be in their schools. And I tell people, you know, we got out of that. We changed that. And I hear about racism. Is racism today what it was 30, 40, 50 years ago?
No, it's not. It's a whole lot better. But you have some people who want us to believe that it's the same racism as 40, 50 years ago. I'm a living example. Not just because of who I am, but because of the people that I talk to all the time.
Yeah.
I don't feel any racism when I go to lunch or when I go shopping or anything like that. It's the lens of some of the media that wants us to believe that racism is a problem in America. It is not a problem in America. Racism is a problem in some of the media, and racism is a problem with some politicians.
Now, the last thing I'll say to you that a lot of people, we don't talk about that much, is men of Christian faith, men who believe in God, men who are willing to say that they do. Those men need to step up.
Yes.
So thank you. I mean that sincerely.
Well,
thank you for doing that.
Well, I sometimes on my show, I have a daily show that I post on my website, hermitcain.com. And sometimes I will openly talk about God.
Yeah.
I was so inspired recently at church that I opened my show talking about Philippians 6. Put on your full armor of God.
It's a fight.
Because the evil doers are out there trying to silence us.
Right.
And we're not going to let it happen on our watch.
No, not going easy. God bless. Keep it up.
Thanks
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, he was a great guy. Great conversation. The way he handled other people, the way he talked to other people was just wonderful. Seriously. And I very much appreciated the way he was. Okay, the one you've been waiting for. I won't say last but not least, for sure. I spent a few minutes with Ben Shapiro. You only need a few minutes.
Hey, Ben, Joe Messina with The Real Side. How you doing? All right, I'm going to go down a different road that most people don't talk about, and that is education. So I'm a trustee on a very large school board here in California, and the teachers have backed away. The conservative teachers are staying quiet, and they're hanging out in their closets. They've got those kids all day, whether it's high school or college or what have you. Do you agree, until we turn around the education system, until they start to step up and speak out and come together, we're not going to win this war, are we?
I mean, mean, I think that's correct. That's why I've been pushing people to move their kids, if they can, into private schools or into charter schools and then go to the local public school. Homeschooling is a good solution, but the fact is, so long as the public education system is dominated by left-leaning unions and they're blackmailing teachers into teaching the politics that they see fit, it's going to be very, very difficult to impact the educational system at the college level. College is where the process reaches its apotheosis, not where the process begins.
Yeah, a lot of my friends, who've had conservative children, and they go to college, it doesn't seem to take long. 6-7 months into it, and all of a sudden they're questioning all the principles that they've had.
Well, I mean, college is expert at this. I mean, this is what college does. You take away from your parents, and then they ask you about all the things that your parents taught you, and they say that you've now woken up to the world because you're rejecting all the values of your parents. I mean, part of that is that parents need to do a better job inculcating these values in their kids and immunizing their kids to bad ideas before they enter college campuses. Part of this is that college campuses are largely owned by the left, and that means that they are going to set themselves up in opposition to their parents, and kids who are looking to learn and rebel, they're going to obviously start siding against the values that they've been taught unless they're pretty strong in those values to begin with.
Hey, Ben, thank you. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for being here.
You know, it's with the real side. Yeah, go away. When you have them on the floor like that, you got to keep moving them along. Otherwise, they don't invite you back, you know? And you notice I got stuck on the education thing. And the reason I did was because it's so true. Again, I said it earlier. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying it because the reality is until you and I decide that we're going to help support those teachers, we're going to help support those in education already that are willing to step forward and help you and help me, then this is all for naught. This won't work. And again, I'm not trying to sound all doomsday-ish, but it's a true statement. It will not work unless we get behind our teachers. It will not work unless we get behind our educators. It won't work until you decide to show up. I hate to say this because I know where it's going to go. Until you decide to show up at my school board meeting, right, or at a school board meeting in your area, whether you have grandkids, nieces, nephews, or what have you, you check out when they are, you check out when they happen, some of the issues they're going to be dealing with, and you bring those questions up. You make it so that it's uncomfortable for them to ignore you. Right? No, seriously, because if you make it too easy for them, I'll put it that way. You make it easy for them to ignore you or discount you, then shame on you. Make noise. They don't like noise. They especially don't like a lot of noise. And if you got your facts straight, and you're not up there just yelling and screaming, if you're not up there just accusing them like some people show up and all they do is accuse you of stealing their money and blowing their money and not spending it right and all that other fun stuff. Well, that guy, that doesn't go anywhere. That doesn't help. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think I got it up here. All right, this is a trailer for Safe Spaces. If you haven't gone or you weren't thinking about going, you need to spend a, I don't even know how much it is to go to the movies anymore. You need to spend quite a few bucks, and you need to go, and you need to check it out. Take a watch, a listen, whatever.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be used against you.
You are not listening. I want your job to be taken from you.
A protest has turned violent at California Berkeley.
This is why we're fighting for the soul of America.
You should be able to share ideas without fear of being fired from your job or shouted down.
You are not to be heard. This is one of the few things one could say we have no precedent for in the United States.
You have the right to remain silent.
The only way we separate good ideas from the bad ideas is to be free to say whatever we want about them.
And you know what? We're not going to be. If you don't speak up, as Prager said, you're going to have a problem. Jump us in, your host, listen to the real side. We've got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.